The Damian G Show, brought to you again by Anchor.fm, your one-stop shop for podcast needs. Find the show, Damian G Show, on all your social medias. Contact the show at DamianGShow@gmail.com. We do take donations at Cash App Coach Damian G. We don't have a formal Patreon just yet, but we're working on it. Now that we got all of that out of the way, the lead here is the untimely, and death is never timely in general, but the passing of actor Chadwick Boseman, predominantly known, at least in the last couple of years, for his role as T'Challa the Black Panther in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but also played James Brown, Thurgood Marshall, as well as Jackie Robinson, which is how I was introduced to him, watching 42 and seeing the passion in which he played a character, a person who, much like the characters he played, were larger than life or larger than the narrative being spoken. And this quick episode is just about how certain loss and certain deaths can affect us differently. Now, earlier this year, I did a video regarding the passing of Kobe Bryant, or I did a podcast, I believe, and you can find it here on Anchor or any of the streaming services. And I referenced how heavy everybody felt. I referenced how there just seemed to be a heaviness and a weight attached to his passing, especially for me and people, I think, of my age bracket, or anywhere in a 12-year age bracket difference, who had some sort of connection to the person in terms of their skill, what made them famous. And I'll be honest here and say that last night I got weak-kneed. I lost some feeling in my leg upon finding out that Chadwick Boseman had passed away at 43 from colon cancer that he had been fighting for a few years now. And it strikes me as almost unbelievable that a man could be going through colon cancer treatments and suffering through an illness, and yet nobody knew. Suffered in silence, maybe because that's what he wanted. But I don't know how many of us could make that, being that he was in the public eye. Some of us don't know if we would make that same choice in our private lives, because everything is an open book for a lot of people on Instagram and social media. But this one hit hard last night, man. This one hit really hard, just like when Kobe's death hit me really hard from a... I think a lot of it has to do with my age bracket, Kobe being, I believe, 40, and Chadwick being 43, and I'm right smack dab in the middle of that. But when I found out, I immediately started sobbing, and I'm not the kind of guy that cries a lot. We've discussed this. But it hurt. It hurts now just talking about it, to know that a person who had meant so much to so many that he himself didn't even know. And I think that's it, right? That's the whole point of leaving a legacy that goes beyond your inner circle, a legacy that goes beyond your loved ones, a legacy that is passed down to others outside of your family circles and dynamics, where you could have worldwide or cultural-wide effect and reach. We always talk here, Coach Sarah and I talk about being on our purpose, and the purpose of wanting to impact so many people with what we do is selfless, and it could make you abundantly rich. but it can also fill your cup in other ways. And the biggest lesson I can say I've learned from 2020, it's a line that I remember distinctly from How I Met Your Mother. And I often quote lines from this show because it was such a big deal to me when it first aired and so when it ended. And that is, don't postpone joy. I have it on my fridge written. I also have No More Holding Back posted on my fridge as constant reminders that, as cheesy as it sounds, tomorrow is not guaranteed for any of us. It's not guaranteed for me, Damon G. It's not guaranteed for anybody. It's not guaranteed for the show. It's not guaranteed that I'm going to have a voice in the next day or year or 5 years to do this professionally anymore. But it sucks. It sucks when life shows you that it's unpredictable, when life shows you that the plan you have sometimes gets thrown out the window because life has other plans for you. And that is exactly how I'm feeling today as I record this. I feel heavy. I feel saddened. I feel confused. A whole lot of confused, that's for sure. But I am going to continue to make myself a promise, and I make a promise to all of you, that I will no longer hold back in my life. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean that in a live your life. And it sounds so Hallmarky, but when life slaps you in the face, you can either take it or slap back. and since life is kind of not a human person, I'm choosing to slap back. It's like I said the other day, that we are who we choose to be, and I'm choosing to no longer postpone joy. I am choosing to not hold back, and I'm going to live on my terms. This just solidifies my need and want and desire to live life on my terms. And I suggest that everyone do the same with people, with 2020 just constantly showing us that we have to persevere, even as we lose people to various maladies, even if we lose people to various means, even if we lose ourselves, and by that I mean who we used to be when we hold on to something we used to be. And it's sad. It's sad, and at the same token, it's necessary. So I'm thankful that I have the opportunity, no matter how small, to interact with many people here on Instagram, on Twitter, my personal life, my professional life, the new friends I've made here, the new connections I've made here in Dallas, my old connections in New York. I am forever grateful to those people in my life, and out of respect to them and out of respect to the parents that physically created me and raised me, I'm going to do my best. I am not afraid to fail at anything, and I don't suggest you are afraid to fail, because failure does suck. Going for something and not getting it does suck, but you know what hurts more? Regret. Regret hurts a shit ton more, and I know you've heard this from every other personal development guru, but let me tell you, man, waking up every day is a blessing, and it really is. And here I am telling you all to not hold back anymore. Go for that job. Apply for that career, that job. If you want to switch careers like I've done multiple times, if you want to reinvent yourself like I've done multiple times, do it. Who's stopping you? Life isn't going to wait for you. Life waits for no man. Time just moves. Time doesn't slow down. You miss that person, let them know. You love that person, let them know. It may not be the happy fairy tale ending that you're hoping to get, but get it off your chest. That's the best advice I can give. Don't wait for tomorrow, what you could do today. I've heard that a billion times over the last couple of years. it means even more today. So I just want to say thank you to Chadwick Boseman for a career that took off like a rocket, reached the highest highs, and inspired so many, a person who inspired so many that I didn't even realize how many people he had inspired until I started reading testimonials and stories today. And that's the goal. To use your skill, whatever that may be, your gift, to inspire other people so that they themselves can use their gifts and pay it forward. And I think that's all we could ever do as people, is to grow, evolve, and pay it forward. And as always, if you need me, I'm there. Without you, there is no me. Thank you again to Chadwick Boseman. Thank you again to everyone who has ever lost their lives prematurely, at a young age, through illness, having their lives taken from them. Just take care of yourself and take care of each other as best you can. I'll see you next time.